Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to Genesis. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. You talk about dark. You talk about hopeless looking. Right? We're not talking about dark like you and I know it. We're talking about darkness that can be felt. For there is no sun, there is no light at all. That'd make it cold. Without form and void. It's like a wet outer space. Inhospitable, unlivable condition. Whatever condition the enemy's tried to work in your life, it's not worse than this. Huh? We're sitting in here with some warmth and light tonight. Right? Food's growing on the planet. This is dark, cold, without form, empty. But is that hopeless for God? You might feel like your marriage is that way, without form and void. You might feel like your job's that way. But none of it's this bad. We're talking about zero light, zero heat, zero warmth, no form, empty, cold, wet. But it's not hopeless. It's not impossible. It's not too far gone. For there is a God who's a good God, and He speaks in power. And when He does, the Spirit of God was already there, hovering, ready. Ready to do what? Ready to do what? Let me read something to you, and then we'll read this, I think. I've already quoted some of it to you. But my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, went home to be with the Lord. You know, he's in heaven now, where we'll soon be. Are you happy about that?
Yes.
Sometimes people say, well, you lost them, or, you know, my natural dad's in heaven too now. Somebody said, well, sorry about hearing you lost your dad. I didn't lose him. He's not lost. He knows where he is, and we know where he is. He's not lost. Heaven is not real enough to many people. And that's why they grieve like those who have no hope. He just relocated. Right? And you and I very soon and very soon are going to find out at it personally. But the Winter Bible Seminar, not too many months before he went home, Brother Kenneth Hagin I'm talking about, he prophesied at his own meeting there in Tulsa at the Winter Bible Seminar. Outstanding. He prophesied, the Lord spoke through him about 2003 and 4 and 5. What, in 6, I guess? And one thing he said about 2005, of course, this was back 2003, he said it'd be a year of judgment. And the year started off with the tsunami. And there's been so much damage and so many things. But talked about that the end of the year would be good. And the coming year would be wonderful. Well, I'm ready for that. How about you? It's good to have this stuff behind us. But he also spoke this out. And I want to read some of it to you. The Lord reminded me of this when he began to direct me to go this direction. And I'm quoting him, prophesying. He said, "We pride ourselves in being a word church and a word people. And right and good, for it's true, says the Lord, you are a word people. But do not forget that you're also a Holy Ghost people. Spiritual. Yes, the word goes forth, but again and again, the Spirit has endeavored to move in your midst, and you've ignored him and kept quiet. Some have yielded temporarily to the Spirit, but the Spirit seeks to manifest himself. He'll manifest himself in revelation, revealing to you through the word of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits. He's endeavored to speak. He does speak to his people by the Holy Spirit and by tongues and interpretation and by prophecy. Many have held back, wouldn't speak. But by so doing, they've quenched the Spirit. Not only quenched the Spirit, but grieved the Spirit. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. There is to be and there will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in these latter days. The latter rain, the early rain, and the latter rain together in the fruit of the earth, for he is waiting to receive before he comes again. So pick up and go forward and learn. Learn the ways of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Study, meditate. There will be a restoration. A restoration is in progress at the moment. A restoration, spiritually speaking. There shall be restored a full manifestation of the Spirit. Hallelujah. How does the Spirit manifest himself? To one is given the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Discerning of spirits by the same Spirit. Special faith. Working the miracles. Gifts of healings. Prophecy. Diverse kinds of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. That's the way he manifests himself in all these works, the one and self-same Spirit dividing to every man severally as he wills. Be not afraid. Yes, man is human, and very often man misses it. Misinterpreted, missed what he's saying, talking about the Spirit. But do not let those things deter you. Let it be a learning experience. This is the time of restoration. He goes on to say, make your church not only a word church, but a Holy Ghost church. Put the word first, always. Move in line with the Holy Ghost, in line with the word. And the glory will be manifest, and the glory will be seen by many, and the blessings of the Lord will flow like a mighty river. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord reminded me of this when I realized which direction he was taking us on the next series. And we do hunger for this, don't we? We do desire this full manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and not just to be a word church, but a Holy Ghost church. And the Lord said this to us when we first started out. He said this to us, that we would be. And so here we are on this part now. Right? Right? Now you know it's just not up to me to produce it, right? Not just up to you. But we're believing God together. And we're saying, teach us, Lord. Show us. Now back to Genesis, please. Genesis 1. You couldn't think of a worse situation than no light, no life, no form. And that's where this is. And the Spirit of God moved, verse 2, or hovered upon the face of the waters. And God said. Now the Spirit of God is there. Right? But no manifestation. Can you see that? The Spirit of God is there. In all His power. All His ability, He's God. The Holy Spirit's not just some impersonal force or power. He is God. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. He is powerful. And He is there over the situation. Oh, if humans could just realize, believers I'm talking about particularly now, and really non-believers too, in their darkest hour, their bleakest situation, if they only knew, if we only saw, The Holy Spirit's already there. Hovering. Oh, can you see this? He's there. Ready to initiate. I should say, to manifest. Ready to manifest what? What God says. The Spirit's not first in emphasis. We just heard the prophecy that we read. Always, he said, put the word first. Right? And there's so many reasons for that. Putting the word first is putting the Lord Jesus first. He is the Word made flesh. Right? And trying to put spiritual things first is how folks get off. Because there are many voices in the world. And there are many spirits. And we're not just interested in yielding to a spirit. And the Spirit of God will never disagree with the Word of God. For He is the author of the Word. And if we're going to recognize the workings and the speaking and moving of the Spirit, we must know the Word. And how can we identify what is the Holy Spirit and what's just somebody's human spirit? And what's even a wrong spirit? It's going to be by this Word. Right? Because the Word of God is alive, quick, and powerful. Can you say amen? And is able to discern and make the division between spirit and soul and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh, the Word's got to be first. Right? To know, do we yield to this or do we shut it down? Because not everything spiritual is the Spirit of God. You know, in my youth, talking about my spiritual youth, I still don't consider myself to be that old spiritually, but in my youngest beginning, you're so enamored with the supernatural. And really, people can seek the supernatural more than they do God. They're trying to think it's the same, but it's not. They're more interested in miracles than they are God. They're more interested in something spectacular. And they're wanting to prove God to the world through a sign and a wonder. It's not for us to prove God to the world. It is for us to believe God and obey Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.